couple of messages came in after Senator Cook's interview, where he is on the governor's committee. People wanting to know why I'm so against property tax relief. I'm not. Go back and look at Senate Bill 2290. Go look at 2290. That's the district that I used to represent, that Jim Dutzenrod represents now. There was an attempt made. It included renters. It included all levels of property tax relief. I supported that. They killed that. Dwight Cook killed that bill. And believe me, I respect immensely Dwight Cook coming on this show. He knew that I wasn't going to agree with him on all of this. He apparently upset some people in some other ways. I want to share with you an email I got. As a woman who was taken aback by only one woman being appointed to the governor's task force, I was even more taken aback by the comments made by Senator Cook at the end of your interview. He's nervous about his wife being at a home improvement store? Her pretty little head? It was degrading, and it's no wonder why they don't appoint women if that's their attitude. And if the legislature would do their job in the first place, Joel, we wouldn't need a task force to finish their business. There's somebody with some pretty strong opinions, and I would dare say that emailer was a woman. Let's get to George Sinner Jr., state senator from South Fargo. Senator Sinner, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning.
Did you ask to be on this governor's committee?
I did.
And you were told?
To be honest with you, I didn't even receive a... when I called, I asked to speak to the governor, and he said he wasn't available, so I asked to speak to his chief of staff, and he wasn't available, so I left a message. I left two messages. I asked, please call me, and I asked the second message, I'd like to serve on this task force. Well, I didn't receive a phone call back till well after the announcement had been made who was on the task force, and the task force was going to go ahead and have their meetings. And so then I received a phone call back after that, and they said, well, we're sorry, we already put the people on it.
Give me your take on what you think this is all about. What's driving the bus here when it comes to the governor's property task force?
Well, I think they know they've got a problem it isn't just people in homes, fixed income people that have got a problem with their property taxes and their valuations going up and this whole system being broken. But if you look at farmland values, I think they're going to, and the governor himself, who is a rather large landowner, is going to see some sizable increases in valuation on those farms. And unless the mills are dropped, which I don't think they will be, I think we're going to see some 25% to 30% increases in those property taxes on those farmlands, based on the information that I've seen.
Does it surprise you at all that the governor rolls this out right before you get your bill on your property taxes?
You know, not really, but, you know, look at this. You go back and look at the bills that were introduced by the so-called our guys, Wes Belter, Al Carlson, Dwight Cook, and out of those three guys and Al Carlson is a former chairman of the House Tax Committee. Wes Belter's been on that tax committee for over 20 years, and Dwight Cook's been chairman of that tax committee for 15 to 20 years. And out of those three guys, not one of those guys introduced one bill to do something about this property tax system problem that we have. Not one of them. Not only that, but, you know, Carlson has the guts and the wherewithal to come out and say, well, our guys need to be at the table. Well, you know what? They have been chairing these tables. They've been chairing the meetings for over 20 years, and nothing has been done. Matter of fact, they haven't even proposed a solution to this problem. So,
well, let me ask you this. 2290, work done by Jim Dutzenrod that would have involved renters and others. What was so bad about that bill that they gave the excuse, other than the fact that it was sponsored by a Democrat, that got it killed, that would have actually provided serious property tax relief?
Honestly, I thought it didn't provide any business real estate tax credit. I think that's probably what hurt that bill the most. It only went to homeowners, farm residents, owners, and renters. That's where that money was scheduled to go. I supported that bill, as did, I think, every other Senate Democrat. But it went down to defeat eventually.
Can I ask you this, Senator Sinner? When you see the committee, will you respect the work of that committee, knowing how stacked the committee was with the insider trading that's going on with the Republican appointees on the committee?
Well, you know, when you look at who's on that committee, you got Ryan Rauschenberger. Ryan, how long has he been even at the tax department? And now he's the supporter.
But he's the chief of staff's son. Don't forget that. That gives you an insight. I'll bet you the chief of staff would return a call to Ryan Rauschenberger.
Yeah. You know, you got Dwight Cook, Wes Belter on that committee. None of them have even thought about how to fix this problem. If they would have, they would have proposed something. Where have they been? These guys have had their chance. They've had their day in the sun. And now this is all coming home to roost, and the governor's got to put something together to try and save these guys and himself. You've got a Minot homeowner and banker who is supposedly a homeowner. Why don't you get somebody on there, like from the AARP, who is dealing with elderly people trying to figure out how to live on a fixed income and pay these property taxes? You know, I don't think they thought about this stuff very much. I think they thought maybe 2 weeks ago the governor probably thought, you know what, we got a problem. Let's put together a committee and make it look like we're doing something. And that's what we got.
Well, and lost in all of this, George, is this. It's 2013. We had excess dollars back to 2007. That bill is here for 2013. It's going to be there for 2014. There's no property tax relief coming in the area of anything from this committee until after the session in 2015. In other words, what's taken them so long to get here?
Well, that's exactly what I'm asking. You got two, three guys that are spouting off on this. Al Carlson, Wes Belter hasn't been saying much, but Wes never does. And then you got Dwight Cook. And these guys have been running the show in the legislature for so long, they forgot who they're serving. They forgot the real issues that affect people.
Let me ask you the question this way. Let's reverse roles. You know, there's people who are looking at their dash thinking Heitkamp's just being whiny because there aren't any Democrats on this committee. Let's say tomorrow you are governor of North Dakota. So George Sinner is governor of North Dakota. Do you think it would have been worth your while to appoint people that are your political opposition to this committee? Do you think it would have been worthwhile to bring all interested parties into this room and not just the insiders?
Well, when I spoke to Ron Rauschenberger yesterday, I told him, Ron, why didn't you put Jim Dotson-Rodd on this committee? Jim Dotson-Rodd has been in the legislature since the 1980s. He has served on the tax committee all these years. He has tried to find a solution to this problem. You have to have people at the table that are thinking about this stuff. These guys don't think about this stuff, and that's their problem. We need people at the table, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, who care about this issue. And these guys have clearly shown that they don't care.
Are you concerned at all that Senator Cook, the one that was appointed from your chamber, the North Dakota Senate, that Senator Cook's lead charge when it came to any changing of tax policy was to lower the oil extraction tax?
Well, that's been a topic of conversation since he introduced that bill. And, you know, we wonder why. Why is he doing this? Why? We couldn't figure it out. And that was, you know, that was almost his postage stamp on the legislative session this past session. I don't know why, you know, we can't be giving away that money. And we have to, you know, not only are we concerned about that, taking away that, but they won't even give it back to the political subdivisions who need it. You know, in North Dakota, we give back about 20% of the production tax. In every other oil-producing state, is higher than that. In Wyoming, it's over 40%. That goes back, right back to the political subdivisions who need it. And in North Dakota, we're giving back. You know, they'll say, well, we're giving back all this other money. We're giving back grants. We're giving back this. We're giving back that. Well, how do you budget with that? You can't. You can't budget planning on a grant for next year. You have to budget with what you know is coming. And that's what they tried to take away with some of that income.
Let me ask this question in a different way. You are a member of the policy branch of government. You develop policy. The people of South Fargo have elected to represent you in the state Senate. The governor now is putting together this task force based upon killing the legislation and the policy initiatives that you and your caucus put forward. And members of your chamber, Dwight Cook, are saying, you know what, we need this to get the job done, that they'll embrace this. When did the legislature give up its power to the executive branch of government?
Well, I think if you talk to Al Carlson and read his comments, he isn't going to, and he didn't plan on it. He wasn't planning on this. So I don't think the legislature ever did. The problem is the legislature didn't do their job, and now somebody else has to try and do it for them.
George, I totally agree. I have never seen anything more pre-orchestrated. And what's the most disgusting thing to be about all this, George, is I oftentimes point out that I'm a talk show host. I get opinions and I get a conversation started. I'm not a journalist, but you know who's really let me down the most in all of this? Is the people in the print media who are journalists, because they bought in on this right away without anybody even knowing at it publicly. They never once criticized the governor or these legislative leaders for not getting one damn thing done. And here we sit. They're giving accolades to the governor for doing this when everybody's about to get a bill in the mail while the state of North Dakota sits on billions and billions of dollars. And to me, that's inexcusable, and it's probably part of why they don't carry the weight that they used to carry, George. And it matters. It matters a lot when you start basically handing out insurance policies to a governor for his inactivity, George.
Well, you know, in regard to the print media, maybe they just weren't up to speed on really what was really happening here, and they needed some light shine on this whole deal.
They met with them beforehand. This was all bought and paid for. So,
but they didn't do enough research on what the legislature has been doing and what the legislature didn't do. That's what they didn't do, or they would have brought a little bit of that to light.
No, I think they think it's easier to beat up on Al Carlson than Jack Dalrymple. I think that's what it is, and it depends upon. And the one thing you can say about Ron Rauschenberger, he may not return the minority's calls. He may not want the minority in the room, and he may be really good at getting his son a job in state government as tax commissioner. But the one thing he's really good at is making sure he calls the editorial board at the Fargo Forum and getting the editorial he wants written for his job. And that's probably why he's held the job that long.
You know, Ron did call me back. It took some time, and maybe he was busy, maybe he had some other. But I did ask to be on that task force. I thought I had some input. And if not me, why not Jim Dotson Rod or somebody else who's been working on this problem for the last 10 or 15 years?
Well, I'll tell you why. You're a Democrat. You're not welcome in the room. You're not welcome in the room. George, always good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, sir.